Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, we are here tonight. Got a whole bunch of things to talk about tonight because we've got the left accusing the right of everything, including fascism. The left accusing the right of everything, yet the left is going after the right by breaking laws, breaking all kinds of things, arresting people who don't agree with them, calling parents who go to school board meetings terrorists because they don't agree with them. And yet they accuse us as of wanting fascism. Well, let me give you the definition of fascism and tell me who this sounds like. Fascism, a political philosophy, movement, or regime that exalts nation and often race above the individual, and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. Now, who does that sound like? Tell me, what Republican has done that? Tell me, what Democrat has done that? I can name you a whole bunch of them, from Obama to Biden to Schumer to Maxine Waters to Nancy Pelosi. They're all over the place. And yet the left is accusing us of going after fascism. It's insane. Last week I played an audio clip of Peter Doocy going after KJP, Corinne Jean Pierre, the White House secretary, doing it in the way that media should be doing this. He did the same thing again this week. I didn't get a recording of it, but that's okay. Because what is going on in this nation is we have Hunter Biden doing things and then getting caught doing things that were against the law, and his father, who was vice president at the time, took part in it all. And the DOJ won't do anything about that. But and with Hillary Clinton, she had 30,000 emails on her server at her house, in her residence. Many of them, and the FBI even admitted to this, many of them were confidential, top secret, and among and other things. And the FBI admitted this. But to that one, they said there was no reason to go after it because there was no judge around that would do anything about it. But Trump is a man that they cannot control. Trump is a man that scares the crap out of them, because he doesn't care what they think about him. And that's what the rest of us Republicans need to do. That's what the rest of everyone here in the United States who loves this country needs to do. To hell with what the left thinks of us. If they call us a terrorist, so be it. If they call us a tyrannical person who doesn't, who hates America, so be it. The way I look at this is, if the Democrats come after me, which several of them have, I just tell them, hey, everything that you're accusing me of, you're actually doing. So you're deflecting away from the things that you're doing and making people try to make people think that you're innocent and I'm not. This is exactly what they've done with President Trump. And in the process of raiding his home, they went against the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution reads, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue. But upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly prescribing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Now, the FBI went into Trump's home. They went through Melania Trump's bedroom, went through her drawers, went through all of her clothes. Why'd they need to do that? They went through Barron Trump, all of his stuff. Why did they need to do that? They didn't. And with everything that's being found out about what the FBI did in that raid, the people are finding out that they went against Amendment 4 of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But still, no one, well, very few people are doing anything about it. And the ones that are, Judge Cannon put a stay, stopped them, said that a master has to be appointed for the things that they took out of the Trump home is what should have been done in the first place. But what has Biden's DOJ done? They are going against that. They're saying, no, we got to put a freeze on this. We cannot let this stand. Why? They can't let it stand because if it does, then the people will find out that they were wrong in the first place and only doing this to get Trump. The warrant was too broad. It's like Giuliani said, a warrant has to be narrow enough to be able to show we are going after this and this. But what they did was they made the thing so broad that they could do anything they damn well wanted inside that home, knowing that Trump wasn't there, knowing that there was nobody being allowed in there. Trump's lawyers were not allowed in there. And the people that were inside Trump's Mar-a-Lago home were told by the FBI to shut off the cameras so that they could go through the place without being filmed. Thankfully, they didn't do it. Now, the question needs to be asked, why did they want the cameras shut off? I'll tell you this, they wanted them off because they were doing something that was illegal that shouldn't have been done in the first place, and they didn't want to get caught. But they don't have to worry about that part of it because they're working for the Biden White House after all. Biden White House will keep the DOJ from doing anything. If they are found guilty on the things that they are doing, they have nothing to worry about because that's what's happening now. Thursday, Queen Elizabeth died. And I'll get back with that in just a few minutes. Be right back.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to take.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Elizabeth II died on Thursday after being the queen for my whole life, February 6th, 1952 to be exact. She came to be queen of the UK, of the United Kingdom or England of 1952. That was the year I was born. I was born in September. She became queen February 6th. She was queen through 14 American presidents, and her favorite was Ronald Reagan. But our government, in the shadow of this news out of England, is using the DOJ, who has decided that Judge Cannon, who pushed the master for the stuff that was stolen out of Trump's home, was wrong, and it must be stopped. Now, for those who think that it was okay to do this, this opens up the precedence for the government to do the same thing to you. With only hearsay stuff to use as a reason, meaning that they don't need a reason anymore. All they need is someone, somewhere, a whistleblower, no matter who it was, no matter where they found him, no matter what closet they pulled him out of, or her, someone who hates you can get the government to move in on you. Now, this is not a good thing, and it goes against the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights. We now have a government that cares nothing for the rights of the people, only for what they can save of their faces when it comes to them. But it is the liberal mentality that has destroyed this country. And we'll talk about this tonight, folks, because what happened at Mar-a-Lago was wrong, should never have happened. Because for one thing, Trump was cooperating with them. He was doing everything they said he needed to do. He showed them where these documents were. They went in and looked. This was back in June, July. And they told him then that this was fine, but they needed to get a bigger lock on there, a more sturdy lock. He said, okay, so he got a sturdier lock. They approved it. He put it on there. That was fine. It was that lock that they broke off when they raided his home. Now, I'm not really sure why they wanted this stronger lock. Maybe it was just so that if things went totally wrong, like they are, they would come out with this idea that, well, he didn't want us to get in there because the lock was hard to break into. I wouldn't put it past any of them right now. Ray, who runs the FBI, is destroying the FBI. The person who's running the DOJ is destroying the DOJ. There's hardly anything that those two organizations can do now that if you've been watching what has been going on, you trust them. I know I don't. Everything that they've been doing has been telling me, don't trust these guys. It's like I've got this third voice in my head saying, do not trust these guys. They will come after you no matter what. All you have to do is just say something that they deem is wrong, that the left deems is wrong. And they will come after you. Now, that brings us back to the definition of fascism. A political philosophy, movement, or regime that exalts nations and often race above the individual and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, Biden, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of the opposition. We've seen all of this. Parents who went against the school boards had police called on them. They were forcefully removed. Why? Because they didn't agree with them. Schools are teaching our children things that they shouldn't even be thinking about now. Last week I talked about the First Christian Church in Katy, Texas, that is going to be doing a so-called family-friendly drag queen bingo. And it's like I said before, folks, there is no such thing as family-friendly. But this is something that the left has been pushing for decades. It goes back a long ways. They've been trying this for a long time. Why? Because they know they are losing on the home front, and the only way to get past the stick in the woods that they are stuck on now is to go after the children. Teach them at a young age. Teach them the things that they want pushed as mainstream America, like drag queens heterosexuals are wrong, homosexuals is right. Folks, we need to start thinking about what is going on, because if we don't, hello, bringing it, boy, good to see you there. Because if you don't, this nation's going to hell in a handbasket. To have our children be brought out to a drag queen show, the parents need to be excoriated on this too, because they're destroying these kids. Why are they doing it? Because of their political ideologies. And bring a boy in the chat room says, and you have to remember, you like it, what the government does for us. Yeah. I have always been rather lucky that I've lived in small towns most of my life, because in small towns, I can pretty much say whatever I want. I'm not in a small town now, so I know there are people in this town that listen to me, and some of them are even part of the government. So I've got some of them listening, and whether they listen during the time I do the show or not, I don't know. I don't really care. But when the left starts to destroy our Constitution by taking our rights away and doing what they want to do, then we need to start fighting back. The idea, one of the things that really kind of amazed me, I've been watching Newsmax over the last couple of days after Queen Elizabeth died. And the one thing that everybody talked about when it came to her was that during the changing world that we have going on today, and has been for quite a while now, she was queen for 70 years, and she was always somebody who stayed constant. She didn't change with the whims of the winds of change. She didn't change like Obama, like Biden, like a lot of the Republicans are. She didn't change. She stayed true to what she believed, to what she was supposed to do. And it was kind of a, even though I knew on Wednesday that her health was not good, it kind of came as a shock to me that she died on Thursday, because we had heard this kind of thing before, where her health stopped her from doing some things, but she always came back. Well, this time she didn't. And she has met, over the years, teen American presidents. This is actually kind of amazing. But one of the things that has been going on is, it's like I was saying, that, you know, she was a constant in all of this. But in America, there's very few constants, because everything seems to be changing. And when it gets changed and things are going the way they shouldn't be, then we'll get a thing out, like Heritage Foundation came out with a thing this last week that ranked the schools in different states. And it was the Heritage Foundation's 2022 Education Freedom Report Card, and it was released Thursday, measures all 50 states in the District of Columbia based on four broad categories: school choice, transparency, regulatory freedom, and spending. Rounding out the top five states after on this, Florida was number one. They were the best in overall education freedom. The top five were Florida, Arizona, Idaho, Indiana, and South Dakota. The bottom five states, coming in just before the District of Columbia in descending order, are Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, and New York. What a surprise. The authors wrote that this report card sets a high bar for achieving and maintaining education freedom in the states. Our goal is that this annual ranking of states will not only inform parents, and this is something the schools don't want involved here. They don't want the parents involved, but they want to inform parents and policymakers of what their states do well and where they need improvement, but that it will spur necessary and lasting reform. First of what will be a series of annual report cards from the Heritage further divides categories into discrete factors that together determine the level of education freedom in each state. Arizona ranks first in school choice as well as second in overall education freedom in Heritage's analysis. In July, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican, signed into law a bill extending education savings accounts to all K-12 students. Eligible students may use these accounts to pay for almost any schooling option, including private and charter school tuition, as well as homeschooling expenses. Florida and Indiana, where I came from, are among 13 states that have also expanded existing school choice programs. Other states passed new school reform policies. A Real Clear opinion poll found that in June that 71% of Americans surveyed, in an all-time high, said they support school choice. Now, the states, as they are ranked, including the District of Columbia, they rank from highest to lowest in overall education freedom, according to this report card. Florida's one, Arizona, Idaho, Indiana, South Dakota, Mississippi, West Virginia, Montana, Louisiana, Tennessee, Utah, Texas, Arkansas, Georgia, North Carolina, Alabama, Missouri, Oklahoma, New Hampshire, Virginia, Wyoming, Iowa, South Carolina, Vermont, Nevada, Maine, Michigan, Nebraska, California is in there, Kentucky, Delaware, Wisconsin, Colorado, Ohio, North Dakota, Kansas, Pennsylvania, New Mexico, and there's only 13 left when it got to New Mexico, Minnesota, Oregon, Hawaii, Illinois, Washington, Rhode Island, Alaska, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and District of Columbia. That is the ranking of the school freedom report card. And bring up boy says, kind of ironic, a new PM, prime minister, and the queen is dead. Yeah. And they've already had articles about how she is showing herself to be the new Iron Lady. Well, we can always hope, I guess. But this whole idea that the liberals are trying to push on us, that their way of schooling is the best way, in this report card kind of shows just exactly the opposite. The states that are showing they are more free in their schooling are the ones that are conservative. The liberal ones are farther down the list. And it kind of surprised me that California was listed above New Mexico, but we're pretty liberal here too, I guess, when it comes to those kind of things. So And that one came from the Daily Signal, which was kind of an interesting thing. We will be right back after these messages.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
In these uncertain times, rising gas prices, inflation, and crime out of control, people look to the courts for balance and stability. Sadly, there is little of those things in our courts today. Kerry Morris brings to the New Mexico Supreme Court 40-plus years of experience, including being an assistant district attorney for the Bernalillo County District Attorney's Office and representing thousands of individuals in his private practice. Kerry understands the issues facing most people and the need for a Supreme Court that is equipped with the experience to address the issues presented in cases that come before it, with a balanced consideration of the rights and interests of the parties and all concerned, with a court that is willing to uphold the Constitution and prepared to look at all sides of an issue before rendering what may be a far-reaching decision that affects the lives of all who live in the state of New Mexico. Vote for Kerry J. Morris for New Mexico Supreme Court. He will bring the experience and balance to the court that this state needs. He cares about justice and will always put justice before politics. Paid for by the 2022 committee to elect Kerry J. Morris to the New Mexico Supreme Court with Clara Cates, treasurer. Black by Color Only Day here on CNM with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNM, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right, too, when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color Only, only on CNM at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins. Things that I've been watching down in Texas especially is the counties that have now declared the southern border crisis an invasion. There are now 18 of them, with Van Zandt County in northeast Texas becoming the 18th county to declare the invasion at the southern border. Its county commissioners and Judge Don Kirkpatrick signed a resolution expressing support for Governor Greg Abbott to take necessary action to stop the chaos on our border. He's actually been doing that, and the Biden administration and Stupido, who does the is the press secretary, has been coming down on him for this. He's been sending busloads of people to New York and it's kind of funny because I don't like the idea that he's doing this, but it's kind of working because what it's doing is New York has now sent a delegation down to the border to see what is going on. Because he doesn't like the idea that all these people are being bussed up to his city. Well, for one thing, he said it was the sanctuary city. Why not trip them up to the sanctuary cities? Let them have these people. Some have been shipped to Chicago. And Lori Lightfoot has just completely come unglued. The last bus that was sent there, she sent back out from Chicago proper, sent them to the suburbs. The people are going to get pissed off about that one because they don't want them in the suburbs. But the resolution in Texas states that the health, safety, and welfare of Texas residents are under an imminent threat from the unprecedented levels of illegal immigration, human trafficking, and drug smuggling coming across the U.S. border from Mexico. And that's something that here in New Mexico we are dealing with too, but our governor doesn't want to do anything about it. She's a coward. But it states that since January 2021, more than 3.2 million illegal aliens have been apprehended after unlawfully entering the United States, and more than 800,000 illegal aliens have avoided apprehension while unlawfully entering the United States and are unaccounted for in our nation. And what we have found out, folks, is that it also points to more than 50 known terrorists who've unlawfully entered the U.S. since President Joe Biden's been in office, and the unprecedented number of people and the amount of drugs being trafficked into the U.S. as a result of his policies. According to the August 15th U.S. Customs and Border Protection data, more than 80 terrorists on the terrorist watch list have been encountered along the southern border since Biden took office. This should scare everybody, folks, because Biden wants these people just to be allowed to walk in, which they are. And KJP keeps saying, oh, they're not walking across. That is where Peter Ducey actually came out and told her, yeah, they are.
But so how's it two different things? Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay. Why?
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
I know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and that's not how.
That's exactly what's happening. Thousands of people are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
Yep. And that is what is happening. I got a phone call. From 314 area code, hello, you're on the show.
Yes, Bianchi. You know, you wonder why come they don't ask her and get on her like they did Sarah Huckabee.
Yeah, I know. And I keep thinking about that.
That just teased me off. And, you know, I'm kind of with you. I think what Abbott is doing is a great thing, but I'm also have reservations. Because you start putting a lot of these people in one area, then they begin to multiply and multiply and multiply. Then the next thing you know, you just got a mess.
Kind of like Dearborn, Michigan.
Yes. In Arbor, Van Arbor, Michigan also.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing, illegals are not supposed to work in this country. You know, I dare you to read the Mexican Constitution. And you see that Mexicans come first. No foreigner can position themselves for a job ahead of a Mexican, according to their constitution. But it's going on here in the United States. And if they're illegal, have you ever heard of the names of Johnny Curry and Frank Lucas? Have you ever heard those names before?
Curry is familiar. The other one I don't think I've heard of.
They were some big time dope dealers during the day. They was African American. They were black dope dealers.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Curry was in Detroit, if I'm not mistaken. But guess what happened to all the money and homes and cars that they acquired? It was seized.
Both. Which it should have been.
Yes, because they gained it by an illegal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same should apply to those who are illegally in the country working, because that's an illegal activity. They are not supposed to work. They can't get a Social Security card, although the IRS gives them what's called the I-10 number, individual tax identification number, for those who can't get a Social Security card, or they don't have anything. So their assets should be seized and confiscated.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to deter them from coming into the country and engaging in illegal activities like working. You had last President Obama wanted to give them driver's licenses. Do you know what a driver's license is a prelude to? It's a prelude to voting. An ITIN number. You got banks like Citibank, probably Bank of America, that's letting them get qualified for home mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they get that home mortgage and sign that paperwork showing that they have established a residence, they take the paperwork to the election commission, and guess what they do next? They register to vote.
Yep. And nobody's stopping them, you know, and that's the thing that really bothers me about everything that's going on. Everything that they're finding out that is being done that's illegal, nobody's stopping them.
Illegal mess going on. And you talk about some racist things. You have a Minneapolis school board saying that they're going to lay off white teachers before they lay off black teachers. You had a town in Normandy, Missouri, there on Natural Bridge Road, right across from UMSL, University of Missouri, St. Louis. His name was Maurice Hunt. He was an interim mayor at the time. He said that when he take over, he's going to get rid of all the white employees. This is a black person.
I read something about that. I think I talked about it the week that it came out about that. I think I talked about it on this show.
Yes, it goes on. And people have been afraid it was going to happen. I always said that, you know, racism don't really give a respect for no skin color. It's the act. And people say, well, blacks aren't racist. Yes, they are, too. It's the act. And them Democrats are some of the, well, I'm not going to go there, but.
I will.
Like Joe Biden's speech out of his mouth, he said democracy about 100 times. You know what he was trying to get the message across, don't you? Voting.
Uh-huh. He was trying to, and then he used the word republic several times, too. And Democrats usually don't do that unless can't think of anything else.
Then he wanted to use the word white supremacist. Then he attacks a previous president. When have you ever heard of that? And I know I've been around a long time. When I was born, coming up, one of the first presidents I met was probably Eisenhower in my lifespan. I never heard a president do that. No, I didn't meet him. I met him because I was born during that era.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy, Nixon.
Yeah.
I never heard a president talk about the previous president the way this idiot done the other night. Never.
I haven't either. And there's absolutely no proof in the things that he's saying.
Yeah, they pulling out all the stops. That should tell you something. We have to fight back.
Yeah.
Who else has been labeled terrorists in the country? You may mention about you had a lot of terrorists that have come across the border.
Mm-hmm.
But haven't having parents that show up at school board meetings also been labeled terrorists?
Yep, they've been labeled terrorists, and so have conservatives who will not sway from their way of thinking to agree with the Democrats. They've been labeled as terrorists. I've been called I was never called a terrorist. I was called some other things by one of the Democrats here in Albuquerque, who is now no longer a Democrat. He has switched parties, but he's still probably liberal.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So, you know, this has been going on for quite some time. And actually, it's conservatives' fault because they let it happen. One thing mm-hmm. is that they let their children be cordoned off, confiscated, locked down in their mind, and they've been taught completely out of their senses. You can't let that type of influence come across your child, because your child would be fighting you. And we see that going on. And when we have these meetings, sir, when we have these meetings, you have to have a young person with you. Because at some point in time, we all know we're not going to be around forever. And when we're gone, and then they're left with this confusion, they're going to wonder, what the hell is going on? What shall I do? If they're not taught to fight back, they're not taught the right thing, they're not taught that U.S. Constitution and the two instruments that led up to it, that being the Federalist Papers, Anti- and Federalist Papers, they have to be taught the Articles of Confederation. They have to be taught about the wars. I was watching George S. Patton the other night.
Oh, wow. I've seen a lot the past couple of days over, I watch Newsmax a lot, and they've played a lot of things that Reagan said, and that there was something in there about what Patton said. And the things that they are doing now, and they're actually going after the kids now because everything else has failed pretty much.
Well, yeah. Those that are confused in the mind as far as their gender is concerned, in order to carry that on into the future, they're not going to have kids. They got to go after your kids.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's exactly what they're doing. Think about it.
The thing that I talked about. Yeah, the thing I talked about last week was that First Christian Church in Katy, Texas, that is going to do a so-called family-friendly drag queen bingo night. To me, there's nothing family-friendly. Yeah, to me, there's nothing family-friendly about anything like that.
No, it's not. You know, remember in the days when the TV used to go off with the playing of the national anthem?
Yeah, and they'd show the jets flying over with the American flags flying in the breeze.
Yeah, absolutely. You remember shows that came on, you had your TV guide, and you had alongside each show, they had a rating, G for general audience, and so on and so on.
Yeah.
So something like what you're talking about that the church is going to put on, that would have been triple X.
Mm-hmm.
It never would have happened.
It never would have happened. But now we've got parents bringing their kids to things like this. It just blows my mind.
You had one teacher someplace in Florida took his class to a gay bar. Why did he do that? I mean, I don't understand it. What earthly good is that about?
Well, you know, it's the same thing as the teachers, like the one they keep showing on the TV that I watch is this teacher says, my children, I don't know what I would do if I wasn't able to tell them about my life. Well, what teacher told you when you were growing up in school, what teacher told you about their husband or their family? They didn't do it. It was
tell the truth about the country. That's what he's supposed to do. That's the history of the United States. not no critical race theory, the history of the United States and what we went through in order to get to where we are, the lives that was lost. You know, mm-hmm. I hear people talk about slavery in the Confederacy. You know, you had over 300,000 white men and boys gave their life on the Union side to end slavery.
Yep.
And to save the Union. They're one, those families and those descendants of those families need to have reparations. Think about mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, and almost every black person that I have contact with just hates that idea that they're trying to push this reparations on the white people for things that happened way back 100, 200 years ago. This is, you know, we didn't have anything to do with that, and not many Americans actually owned slaves.
No, less than 3% on the eve of the Civil War. Less than 3% of whites had anything to do with slavery. Blacks had slavery. Mm-hmm. New Orleans, 20% of your freed blacks had slaves because it was just an activity. It wasn't nothing illegal about it. If you're going to mm-hmm. talk about the morals, well, hell, you're killing babies up to 9 months. That's what Stacey Abrams said.
Now that's what the Wicked Witch of the North over here in Santa Fe is doing too. She absolutely just went giddy over the fact that she had a bill passed that would that made abortion available all the way up till the day of birth. And we call her the Wicked Witch of the North.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous, isn't it? To think about it. Wouldn't it be something if you had pregnant mothers that were showing out saying, I'm pro-abortion? I wonder what kind of effect that would have on the mentality of people that see that. Here you got a mother that's absolutely showing about 8 months, stomach's way out there. She's got a sign, I'm pro-abortion. I can't wait to kill my baby. I wonder if that would give a wake-up call to make people say, what's going on here?
Well, there are already people who are awake to that, but the ones that want the abortion, I'm not sure if that would do anything to them at all, because most of them don't even think the baby's alive until he's born. He or she is born.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be hell price to pay when lightning strikes. It does not discriminate.
It does
not. And I don't want to be around. I don't want to be around those people. If Kansas as a state vote to permit that, then I wouldn't spend no money in Kansas. I wouldn't go there. You need to boycott. Your church groups that are following the tenets of the Bible, the tenets of Jesus, they should not mm-hmm. go to Kansas on any conventions of any sort in that city. Did not Major League Baseball move the All-Star out of Atlanta because they was so-called pissed off because the state legislature reformed the voting rules?
Yep.
Well, we have to do the same thing, sir.
Absolutely.
Conservatives got to do the same thing.
But the problem is most of us, conservatives have a life to live. Democrats don't. They work on this stuff day and night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't take time off from it. We, for the most part, have a life to live. We have families to take care of. And the people that we keep putting into office, except for like Jim Jordan and the ones that are actually trying to fight for this, most of them, like McConnell, need to go.
McConnell is terrible.
Oh, he is absolutely horrendous. But they need to start following the Constitution and following the rules that were laid out for them in the government and the things that they're supposed to do. And they're supposed to believe in God. Well, a lot of them apparently don't, because they think that, well,
they don't. Looking at their actions.
Yeah, they think that, well, the world is changing, so we've got to change with them. The problem is, God's laws never change. They never have. They never will. And in the beginning, like homosexuality was an abomination to the Lord. It still is. It doesn't matter what the world says, it still is. And one of the things that I get a kick out of is I have a pastor of my church who actually has gone against the government here in New Mexico and has been fined like $20,000 because he would not do the things that the lady in Santa Fe wanted everybody to do. He wouldn't make us mask up. He wouldn't drop down the attendance like they wanted us to do. And she fined him. Well, he never had to pay it because she finally gave up on it. And he won
the
case.
I'll tell you something. States give the federal government its power. That's what the federal government gets its power for, what the state allows the federal government to do.
Mm-hmm.
But states don't use that power. The people in the states do not make their state legislatures command that power.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call back their Congress people. They don't call back the U.S. senators and bring them to the floor, to the carpet, and chastise them. And you know another thing. Yes, they can. Voting is backwards. You're supposed to tell your democratically elected representatives. That's where your democracy comes, when you vote for your representatives. The country is a constitutional republic. You're supposed to call your democratically elected representative back and read them the Riot Act if they don't do what you initially told them that you want to have done. Does not an employer do that to his or her employee? They get rid of them.
Yep. And bringing a boy in the chat room said he heard there is a bill to euthanize a child after 3 months. And I just asked him, where is that? It's probably, I don't know, California.
Well, that guy in Virginia, what was his name? Northrop said that he gave birth to the baby and we set it on the table until we decide what to do with it. Now, that's his heartfelt saying. That's not something that that's his heart saying that. That's in his inner being. He thinks that.
And that's scary. He says this was in New York.
I often say that Jesus was coming back through the womb. He got aborted.
Yeah.
Bad to see.
Then they would.
Sure would. They aborted fast, man. And one other thing I was going to tell you about the Constitution, and especially the Second Amendment. You know, the largest group of new gun buyers are women. In your around your urban areas, it's black women.
Yeah.
Well, those women, they need to wear that gun on their hip.
Mm-hmm.
All over the country, that sends a message: we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it.
Living in New Mexico, it's a liberal state. They don't like people carrying around guns. I have taken the concealed weapon test 6 times and passed it 6 times. You have to have a certain amount of money to be able to get the license, and I never had the money. But if I can pass that test, almost anybody in the country could who is law-abiding.
Well, actually, that test, it goes against the Constitution because it's making an infringement on you owning and carrying a gun.
Yeah.
Open carry is the right that's been bestowed upon you. And that's what, even if they just wore a holster on their hips, you don't have to have a gun, just put a holster there. That'll send a message. And think if you had 100,000 women with holsters on their hips, what kind of message would that send?
Oh, that would be freaking awesome.
Yes, it would be. But look, I'm going to let you get back to your show. Appreciate the time to share some, thoughts with you. And, I really appreciate it. Keep up the good work. And try to get some young people. You should have every show you should have reveal a question you asked a teenager and the answer they gave. Take out a little.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. That way you get the young people involved and let them point out things that they see. It don't take that much. You'd be surprised. They hunger for those things. They have a question in their mind, why is this happening? And why are these things going on the way they are too?
Mm-hmm.
And they learn for the answer, and if they get the answer from the wrong people, well, you can see what happens to their mind. Thank you very much, sir. You have a pleasant weekend.
All right, you have a good weekend too, and God bless you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're back. You bring it, boy, says he's 54. Isn't that still young? I think so. I mean, let's see. Today's the 9th. In one day short of 2 weeks, I'll be 70, so I guess you're still young. We will be right back.
Conservative Nation Media is the one network where America always wins because we agree with Trump. Fake news is not where it's at.
For the past few months, we have not heard from our good friend and mentor, our very own Uncle Bing Fisher, but he has been around, though very busy, starting businesses and trying to get things going where he is. So his show has been put on hiatus for now, but in the coming month or so, we are looking to see him return to CNM as he is about to retire and will give him more time to let us know all the things that he has a good ear for hearing. Bing's mellow voice and his expertise in engineering, along with his love of America, keeps us all informed as to what we should be doing and why the things are happening here in America as they are. The only side that seems to have consequences anymore are the right. The left can do anything they want, then blame it on the right, and always laying the blame where it shouldn't be, and they always get away with it. This has to stop. Listen to our very own Uncle Bing Fisher when American by Design returns soon on Sundays, where America always wins.
Did you know podcast advertising is one of the most effective ways to advertise your product or service? Thousands of people could be hearing your ad here. To start boosting your business with podcast advertising, go now to conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com and send us a copy of the ad you want played, and we will do the rest. Thank you, and God bless.
Call-in number 646-478-5284. The phone call that I just got through having was actually a very good one. When you stop and think about what all is going on in this nation, a lot of people seem to think that if you don't believe with them or if you don't agree with them, then you're a terrorist, then you're a un-American bigot. You are everything that they are, but they push it onto you because you do not condone the killing of babies. You do not condone children going to drag queen shows. You do not condone hormone blockers being given to kids with an irreversible effect on them that will destroy their lives if they decide later on that this isn't what they want. And what kid has not at one time or another been a little bit confused about what they are? about what they're going to be, what they're going to do. This was something that when I was growing up, if you were confused about something, you went to your parents. And if they didn't know, you went to the school counselor. And the school counselor or your parents would show you that being confused was normal. You were growing up. You were a kid. You were learning things. Of course, you're going to be confused about things. But nowadays, they're pushing the idea on these kids that, well, if you're confused, that means that you're not who you really are. If you're a boy, that means you can be a girl or a fox or a bull moose or whatever you want to be. And it sounds crazy, but it's happening. I think it was my daughter or one of her friends was talking about somebody who was in school that actually came to school with a tail because they decided that they were no longer a girl, but they were a fox. And the students let them do it. In my day and age, if a kid would have done something like that, we'd have teased him or her immersively. They would not have continued. And Bring It Boy says, drag queen shows, are those really for the child or for the parent? Probably the parent. But when it comes to the kids, all that is just indoctrination. Yeah, he says like that uncle that doesn't come around all the time that say, hey, I can take Johnny Jr. to a drag queen show. Yeah. The way I look at all of this, though, is that, you know, it's like in that phone call, the world's ideals, the world's ideals, that's, I guess, the best word I can come up with, change all the time. When you find somebody who doesn't change, those are the ones that you really want to look to. Those are the ones you really want to stand up with and listen to. Because God's laws never change. Everything that was in his rules and his laws when the world first began, they are still in his rules and in his laws now. They haven't changed at all. Only the world has. And it's like my pastor said, if you believe in something and the world hates you, then that's a good sign that you're on the right track. Because the world is going to hate you if you go against homosexuality, if you go against drag queens, if you go against giving these kids hormone blockers so that they never develop the way they should. Then you have the world hating you. And to me, you know, it's like I used to talk about how if I am talked against because of my beliefs, that was kind of like a badge of honor. Well, I'm pushing on this one again, because if the world hates you, then that's kind of like a badge of honor where if you don't believe in what the world wants and the world wants to get rid of you because they hate you, there must be something that you're doing that is right. And there's a lot of people that I know here, especially here in Albuquerque, that do not like the idea that I like conservative values, that I follow the Lord, that I believe in the things that the Lord wants me to believe. There are people that I know that absolutely hates that. Well, that's just too bad. Because to me, I'd rather please the Lord than the world any day. Because you please the world, you're going to end up in hell. Plain and simple. And I know when I was growing up, drag queens showed up somewhere along that line, along that time. My parents never took me to a drag queen show because they were not, for one thing, out in the open then. They were not something that was accepted by the world then. Back then, drag queens were kind of like in the fringe of the of society that everybody wanted to stay the hell away from. Not anymore. The one thing that really just almost made me sick was to see the video that was shown on TV a week or so ago of one of these drag queen shows somewhere where the kids were all out there with their parents and the kids were jumping around, taking pictures and things like that. Those kids need to be sat down. They need to be told what is right and what is wrong and that the world does not believe that God is right anymore, that the world does not believe if you're a conservative that you're right anymore. The only thing that the world believes in is that if you're indoctrinating your kids to do things they normally would not do, then you're doing the right thing. No, you're not. You're being a hypocrite. Just like the Wicked Witch of the North here in Santa Fe, who decided until New Mexico was almost the last state to still have masks that you had to wear, she didn't want to be the last state to get rid of them. So she up and got rid of them. But you go to a doctor here in New Mexico, here in Albuquerque, and what you have to do, even now, is put a mask on. Even after the CDC has come out and said, masks don't do any good. This was their last thing they came out with. They said, masks don't do any good. You do not have to wear a mask. It's not something that you need to do because it's not going to help you. And I swear to God, since the CDC came out with this, I've seen more people driving around in a car all by themselves with the windows rolled up with a mask on than I did before. I don't understand the thinking of this. We have some neighbors who live just down the hallway from us. Every time they leave their apartment, the guy wears a mask most of the time, but there are times when you'll see him take it off. The woman, on the other hand, every time I see her, unless it's in their apartment, she has a mask on. And there is another one that I know that has been having health problems, and they always wear a mask. Well, and you can't tell them that, hey, maybe your health problems are because of that mask that you're wearing, because here in Albuquerque, you're a mile high, so that means that the oxygen level that you're getting is like about 72%. You put a mask on, it's going to take about 20% of that away, and your body's not going to have enough oxygen to survive. You're going to get sick. But they don't believe this. They don't think about this. And if you tell them the science on this whole thing, they want to laugh about it and say, oh, that's not science. That's not true. To which I say, well, then, okay, why are you getting sick? I'm not sick. I haven't been wearing a mask. Why are you getting sick? You always wear a mask. Tell me why you're wearing a mask to keep from getting sick, but you're the one getting sick. And they never come back with a good answer on that one. They never really know what to say. But do they take their masks off? Nope. They leave them on. About a year ago, I saw a lady driving down Manal here, which is the main road that goes past my apartment. And I had left for a little bit and gone out in my car. And yes, it's a V8 Mustang GT. So I was driving down Manal. I was beside this woman who looked kind of woozy. She had a mask on. She was in the car all by herself. She had the windows rolled up. I decided that I was going to get my car away from her, so I backed off. The woman apparently passed out because she drove off the road into the front yard of somebody just before she got to Wyoming, which is another main road going the other way. If she'd have passed out going through that intersection, who knows what could have happened, but I'm not really sure what happened to her after that. I'm not sure if the doctors tried to tell her, hey, stop wearing a mask. You're not getting enough oxygen in your body. Yeah, to survive, and bringing a boy says they don't think like that. No, they don't. But they need to be made to think like that. You know, day after tomorrow is the 21st anniversary of the Twin Towers coming down. And it amazes me to find out that most schools are not teaching about that part of our history anymore. They're just not teaching it. A lot of the kids who are going to school now were not even alive when that happened. It's just something that is in a book somewhere. But the schools are not teaching it. They're not teaching why it happened, what was done to stop it, what was done in Pennsylvania to stop it. They're not teaching this, and they need to teach it. We need to know our history or it's going to happen again. People keep thinking, oh, stuff like that can't happen again. Don't bet on it. It's that famous saying that says you forget your past, you're doomed to repeat it. Well, that's exactly what the left and a lot on the right are doing to us right now. They're sitting there trying to make us think that it will never happen again and that maybe it never happened in the first place. And Bring It Boy says, Dick Cheney should do a show on what happened on 9/11. That would be one interesting show. I don't think there would be much truth to it myself. I don't know. It's hard telling. But even Mike Pence, who stabbed Trump in the back, is now coming back out and talking about how bad things are getting because the Democrats are going the wrong way. Well, for one thing, why the hell should we listen to him? I mean, he's telling the truth now. Just like McConnell, every once in a while will tell the truth, but does that mean we should listen to him? What we need to do is get rid of all the people in our government who will not follow the Constitution and the laws of the land and put in people who will vet them. During their campaigns, vet them. Hey, do you believe in this? If you do, why? If you don't, why not? Do you believe in the Constitution? If you do, why? If you don't, why not? What are your reasons? What made you think that America is such a horrible country? These things need to be asked. They need to be pushed on the people who are actually in our government. And the ones who are going to be in our government, this needs to be pushed. It needs to be. I'm bringing a boy, says Mike Pence must have found the real Jesus if he finally sees what's going on. Well, he sees what's going on. He just doesn't follow it. And that's where the problem that we're having in our government right now is. The ones who will not do what they are there to do need to be taken out of office. They may do a bunch of good things, but then they do a bunch of bad things too. And the bad things usually hurt the country in ways that cannot be repaired real soon. Right now, government will pass a bill to do something good, but it's over a period of a decade or more. And in that time, what they're thinking is, in that time, government will change so the new government, which comes in, won't have to do what this thing says so they can get rid of it. That's why they do this the way they do. That's why they constantly will do something that is actually kind of good and then drag it out to 10 years or 20 years. That way they know that it won't really work because it won't be enforced. And this whole thing about schools, oh, if I had kids in school right now, I would do everything I could to make sure that they were either in a private school or homeschooled, especially here in New Mexico. Because out of the 50 states, New Mexico is like 38th, 37th. And as you get farther down the list, the worse you get. They're only 13 from where where New York and Washington, D.C. and New Jersey are. And they're the bottom of the list. I would rather my state be towards the top of it, like Florida, South Dakota, Idaho. But some people just don't care. And it's like I call Michelle Lujan Grisham here in New Mexico. I call her the same thing my pastor does. She's a wicked witch of the North. Everything that she does is evil. And I realized this, and a lot of people realized this, when she passed the infanticide bill that made abortion legal all the way up to birth and then rejoiced about that. Who the hell can rejoice about killing a baby when they're just about born? Now the problem is, problem with a lot of these states, like California and New Mexico, is that California is only liberal right along the coastline. The rest of it is red. It's the same thing here in New Mexico. New Mexico is blue. Only Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Taos, right up in the north part of the central to north part of the state. The rest of the state's all red. But the part that's red is like almost three quarters of the state. But that's not where the population is. The population that's driving this whole liberal mentality in New Mexico is in the cities. And there's only a couple here in New Mexico. Albuquerque's close to 1 million people now, all total. And that sways a lot of things that happen in this state. Like in California, all along the coast, you have Los Angeles, San Francisco, and all of those big metropolises that are all liberal. They're going to hell in a handbasket, but they're liberal, and they won't change until people make them change. And voting in people who have caused the problems won't help. And it's happening here in New Mexico, too, where Grisham, our governor, has now said, even after destroying over 40% of the small businesses in this state because of COVID, she's now saying that the New Mexican people will re-elect her. Why? Why the hell would we do that? Probably has a lot to do with the advertisements we see on TV. The guy who's running against her is his name is Ron Ketty. He's a conservative. But every political ad that I've seen over the last 2 months since he became the GOP's person who's going to run for governor against MLG, the Wicked Witch of the North, every ad that I've seen, except for one, every ad that I've seen has been showing him with a maniacal look on his face, and it's always the same one. You know, it's like he's smiling in some way that makes him look like he's evil. And somebody probably at the time asked him a question that pissed him off. There was the picture. That one ad that I saw that wasn't was actually an ad for him. I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ads showing him as this evil person that is taking away all the rights of New Mexicans to one that told the truth. No wonder people keep voting people in who shouldn't be there. It's the new right-next crowd that supports your governor. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am getting towards the end of the show. I made it so it was an hour and a half tonight instead of 2 hours. I'm glad that Bringing It Boy was here. I'm glad that I got that phone call. That was a good one. And I will be back on Friday with my next show. Tomorrow night will be Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown, and I will see you next week. God bless you. God bless America. Have a great week.